The Holy Eucharist, our spiritual weapon against temptation. Dear brothers and sisters in Christ, as we enter the season of Lent, we are called to reflect on our own temptations and weaknesses. The story of Jesus' temptations in the wilderness is a powerful reminder of the reality of temptation and the importance of relying on God for strength. As Catholics, we have been given a powerful weapon against temptation, the Holy Eucharist. Let us link each of the temptations that Jesus faced in the wilderness with the Holy Eucharist, and see how it can help us overcome temptation in our own lives. The first temptation that Jesus faced was to turn stones into bread. This temptation speaks to our physical hunger and our desire for immediate satisfaction. In the same way, the Holy Eucharist satisfies our spiritual hunger and provides us with the strength to resist temptation. Just as bread nourishes our bodies, the Holy Eucharist nourishes our souls. By receiving the Eucharist, we are filled with the grace of God, and our hunger for worldly pleasures is replaced by a hunger for spiritual fulfillment. The second temptation that Jesus faced was to throw himself off the pinnacle of the temple and rely on God's angels to save him. This temptation speaks to our desire for proof and reassurance from God. The Holy Eucharist provides us with the reassurance that God is with us and that he will always provide for us. When we receive the Eucharist, we are reminded of God's infinite love for us and his promise to always be with us. We are given the strength to trust in his plan for our lives, even when we may not understand it. The third temptation that Jesus faced was to worship Satan in exchange for all the kingdoms of the world. This temptation speaks to our desire for power and control. The Holy Eucharist reminds us that true power comes from faith in God, and not from worldly possessions. Through the Eucharist, we are united with Christ, and we are given the strength to resist the temptations of the world. We are empowered to live lives of selflessness and service, rather than seeking power and control over others. Brothers and sisters, the Holy Eucharist is not just a symbol or a tradition. It is a powerful spiritual weapon against temptation. It gives us the strength to overcome our weaknesses, the reassurance of God's presence in our lives, and the reminder of our true purpose as his children. As we receive the Eucharist during this Lenten season, let us ask God for the strength to resist temptation and to live lives that are pleasing to him. May we always remember the power of the Holy Eucharist, and may it be our spiritual weapon against the temptations of this world. May we draw closer to Christ through the Eucharist, and may we be transformed by his love and grace. God bless you all.